Okay, hello guys. Hi class. Welcome to, or I mean professor, welcome to Astoria 101. I'm gonna be, I have two guests and I'm gonna be interviewing them about Astoria and its diversity in languages. And so guest number one.
Please introduce yourself.
Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Give us like a little facts about you, like how old you are, what grade are you, what's your like life.
Okay, I'm a high school senior and I'm 17. And I don't know, what do you want me to say?
Oh, like what language do you speak?
I speak Spanish and English.
Okay, now guest number two.
Hi, my name is Iltaf. I'm also a senior and 17 years old, and I speak Arabic and English.
Okay. So we're mostly going to talk about like the languages we've seen in Astoria and like how it contributes to diversity in our neighborhood. So, okay, let me start with my first question. What languages have you noticed being spoken in Astoria, and how do they contribute to the linguistics diversity of the neighborhood? Ashley.
I think we're going to make it a tough one. I've noticed several languages, like Spanish, English, Arabic, and yeah, there's a bunch of languages.
Guess number two, do you have anything to say, to add on?
I've also noticed a lot of languages. I've noticed, Cantonese, Mandarin, Twi, Portuguese, Arabic, Spanish, English, and I've also noticed Bengali and Urdu and Punjabi.
I mean, yeah, Astoria is really diverse. You see a lot of cultures around here, especially in Steinway and Jamaica.
Yeah, it's
very, I mean, not Astoria. I mean, Astoria, it is in general.
Queens diverse. In general.
Is yeah, like, Queens is very diverse, very multicultural. Okay, let's see, question number two. Can you share any personal experience where you have witnessed or participated in a conversation that blended multiple languages together? And if you can, please give us any, like, example.
I have had plenty of experiences. For example, my robotics team does international outreach, so sometimes we do have people who don't speak English as their, like, first language. And I've met different teams. I've met them from India and then from other places as well.
Wow. Any thoughts?
For me, well, I, at home or in school with my friends, I usually mix both English and Arabic to talk to them and communicate.
I mean, for me, I mean, I'm really always out in the community and all, so I witnessed a lot of, like, blended languages, like people talking in Greek and adding some English into it. I know for sure, me at home, when I'm talking with my mom, like, I usually say, can I go to the park? I would say in Arabic, aqdir, and then I would say park, like, in the conversation, which is, like, you know. And then there's, like, very much, like, English in Arabic is very, like, you're getting it, like, mixed up more now since, like, people are, like, you know, learning, like, our parents are learning English, so it's...
Yeah, especially when Arabic is more like of a flat tongue language, and then English is more of like a rolling tongue, and like you have to make all the sounds like O or like R, some every type of vowel is different.
Okay, what cultural places or events in Astoria have you attended that you feel showcase the linguistic and diversity of the neighborhood? How do they do so?
Wait, can I answer in Spanish in this one? Because, like, at this point, it's all going to be English.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Muchos eventos comunitarios tienen diferentes lenguajes porque por la misma parte de que es una comunidad, se juntan la gente de diferentes lugares y convidan y también...
Do you have any thoughts, Iltaf?
Well, In my school, in my high school, there's this multicultural day where they have a mix of different cultures. They come and combine. They bring food, dance, music. Everything is sort of brought into that one day, and it's appreciated, which is a nice thing.
I mean, in general, in Astoria, if we go to Steinway, there's one side full of, like, all the American, like, stores and stuff. And then you go to your left, and it's all Arab culture. Like, stores, food, clothing, everything. And then if you go deep down to, like, Northern, you'll have, like, some Desi, Thai. Anyways, how do you think Astoria... Linguistic diversity has evolved over time, and what factors have contributed to this evolution?
How Astoria's culture has evolved over time?
Yeah, like in general, like what factors do you feel like contributed to this?
I think a lot that over time, more people move to different places for different reasons. Like, it could be economic, like, for example, the pandemic could have been like a major reason, or just simply to look for a new job that's more sustainable. So I think this over time, there's people like gradually like moving in and out, and that's how we get a diverse culture.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like Astoria attracts a lot of people from different cultures and linguistic backgrounds. And diversity is very big in Astoria because mostly immigrants I've seen have come here, and they choose to settle since they find Astoria to be like a very homey place, which aids into like the growing diversity.
Yeah, I agree. Astoria is very like welcoming of everyone, no matter where you come from. Okay, what challenges and opportunities do you think come with living in a linguistically diverse neighborhood like Astoria? If you don't mind, I'll start. I feel like there's many benefits and opportunities like living in Astoria. In Astoria, like, it's so diverse. You can learn about many other languages that you've never heard of or like heard before, many different cultures. And I feel like that biggest challenge here in Astoria is probably understanding and communicating with other people, because everyone's different. So like, no matter what, like if I speak Arabic and someone else speaks Arabic, that's just okay. But then at the same time, there's a dialect difference because everyone from all around the world are living in Astoria. What are your thoughts, my guests?
I feel like you stole the words right out of my mouth. And I honestly agree, because I've come with like these barriers with other Arabic speakers. Like, I cannot understand some of their dialects because some of the words match up with the names of other people I knew, and I was just so confused. Like, Nur, for example. Nur in an Egyptian dialect means the light. But for me, it means a girl's name, Nur. Like, I had a friend whose name is Nur, so I would be so confused whenever someone would say Nur.
Any thoughts, Ashley?
I agree with both of you, and honestly, I think both of you covered it.
Okay, last question. In your opinion, what can be done to promote and celebrate the linguistic diversity of Astoria?
In mi opinión, creo que podemos tener más eventos, así como el club de multicultural que tenemos en la escuela, y también tener potlucks donde la gente se junta y convive su comida de diferentes culturas.
Okay, Elta.
Yeah, I feel like, how do you say it? Cultural events, like if someone were to organize cultural events, like they normally do in Astoria Park, Athens Park specifically, those type of events help showcase different languages and cultures, and those events help celebrate diversity and foster mutual understanding.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I feel like what's also more important, I feel like in high school we're only taught start learning Spanish, and we're not really given the opportunity for like to branch out to other languages, and like I feel like they can create programs that can help individuals learn new languages in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys for your time. Thank you for sharing your experience. You guys have been very helpful. Any last thoughts, Ashley or Iltov?
Nope.
No, we're good.
Thank you for having us.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.